Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
Come on.
More than a conqueror, I'm a winner.
The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
All right, glory to the King. I don't know if you can all hear me, but there's been a huge mess up here. Actually, it was Elder Becker's night tonight, and of course, that's me, not Deacon Bell. If you can hear me, give me an audio check, please. We're having all kinds of technical difficulties on this end. Okay, thanks, Josh. Yeah, the internet keeps dropping in and out. Wi-Fi is cutting out. I'm having all kinds of problems here. But, yeah, I don't know if it didn't get changed for me being on tonight. I think that's Deacon's intro. So I was trying to fix that, and that didn't work too well. But anyway, all right, bless y'all. Appreciate it. Well, whatever be y'all's will is what we're going to do. So glory to the King. What a time is it? How much time we got? What I might do is, where is it? I might play my intro and then have it edited, but if that can be done. Anyway, I'm kind of trying to get everything figured out here. Yeah, I guess internet and Wi-Fi is messing up and anything, but anyway, hey, glory to the King. We're just going to go through with it. We're just going to go on. It is what it is. But hope you all had a great first day. I truly do. Hope you're getting your hearts and minds ready to partake in the Feast of Pentecost here, the Feast of Shavuot, coming a week from today. 7 Sabbaths and then the 50th day, we keep Yah's Feast of Shavuot. Pentecost, and as we know that on the Feast of Pentecost, that the day of Shavuot, that the Holy Spirit was poured out in the upper room. But glory to the King. Tonight's blog talk is going to be at least a 3-part series because it encompasses so much. I'm going to talk about the subject of witchcraft. And this is going to be part one, witchcraft part one, and it's going to do with manipulation. Because witchcraft, we understand it in the physical application. Everybody, when they hear the word witchcraft, it automatically relates back to the idea of, things like divination and soothsaying and foretelling, sorceries, charms, amulets, seances, all them things, hexes, vexes, palm reading, horoscopes, fortune telling, black magic, telepathy, tarot cards, all that kind of stuff. That's the physical form that is actually employed by witches and wizards and warlocks and witch doctors and all those that practice the black arts and the black magic. But we're going to deal with more of the spiritual, mental part of witchcraft. Okay, now witchcraft is the component of witchcraft in that sense, in the spiritual aspect where, the demons that are attached to it are there to, their ultimate end game is for domination. And they do this by means of manipulation and intimidation. So you have a 3-part connection here to achieve the one main goal, again, which is manipulation, intimidation, and ultimately that all leads to domination. And that's the stuff we deal with as the people of the Most High more frequently than we can actually even imagine. This has been really heavy in my spirit to deal with this here for a number of weeks. I've been putting in a great number of hours looking behind it, doing my research, praying on it, absolutely. I've been listening to videos from other people that cover this topic too, and was able to get a fair amount of research on different things, but after considering the picture of witchcraft in the form we're going to be talking about, it encompasses just about everything. It's so deceptive, it's disguised so well that it's almost nearly impossible. If you're not really aware of what is happening, you'll be used and manipulated by it. In fact, you may be the one influenced by witchcraft too, not even knowing it. That's the fearful part, is that a lot of times we'll work in witchcraft and we have no idea we're actually doing it. And we seek to manipulate and intimidate, and ultimately the end of that, I'm not saying that it's going to be for everybody, but there's a hope to control, maybe not the entire structure, but just one aspect of it, if I'm making sense. So that's what tonight is. This is Witchcraft Part 1, and we're going to focus on manipulation. And it's exhaustive. I mean, there's so many accounts, so many things recorded in our word that you can see where witchcraft, in its either manipulative form or in form of intimidation, was there to promote changes and ultimately work its witchcraft so it would have that aspect of control, if that makes sense. So I'm going to read you some of my opening statements here and kind of get you ready for the, you know, this three-part series. This actually may go four, but it's going to go three for sure. But let's start here. Okay, witchcraft. Some things about witchcraft. Witchcraft throws up roadblocks and hinders others. Witchcraft working through someone will often leave you confused after having a conversation. This is a telltale sign that you're dealing with witchcraft. A person who studies you, one who watches your actions and behaviors, and who looks you up and down, who listens intently to your words, may use all these discoveries against you in the form of domination and control by means of manipulation and intimidation. Charismatic people may be under the influence of a spirit of witchcraft. These people have the ability to mesmerize you with their words, make themselves bigger than life, all in the vein of bringing you under their bondage and control. Now, understandably, Satan, he comes as an angel of light, inviting and appealing to the senses, to the feelings, and the emotions. So we know where the vein of witchcraft originates from, and I'm going to cover that too here briefly. Those under the influence of witchcraft, meaning those that are working it, will look for your weaknesses and seek to exploit them to bring you under their bondage and their control. Witchcraft desires you to freely surrender over your will so it has dominion. Witchcraft manipulation is often demonstrated through those in a weaker state, such as a wife to her husband or a child to their parent, or as being in a weaker position, they employ witchcraft manipulations to get the control and become successful in their endeavors. And that's like, we're going to cover briefly in this, just to, you know, like a wife, right, an Isha. She may often use the softness of speech or a coercive manner in her speech, things that appeal to a man's flesh. She may be persistent in asking the same thing over and over when it's already been refused. Or as a child, children fall into manipulative practice all the time. And being used of sort of some witchcraft influence and control is, you know, they throw temper tantrums, they throw fits, they cause trouble, they rebel, all for the point of getting their way and having that portion of control or domination over their parents. This is how subtle this is and how deep it goes. Witchcraft will bind you from the truth, will cause one to resist the truth and forsake the truth. It can cause one to know what the truth really is, yet deny it out of fear and dread or out of rejection. Witchcraft is flat on an abuse of power. Witchcraft control is bondage. It's the loss of one's own will and thought. Giving over one's own will, basically surrendering your will. Witchcraft control uses methods to basically force you into an agreement, such as intellect, you know, their position, authoritative position, questioning loyalty, giving personal opinions about you to others, suggestions which in reality are demands, and other things. So have you ever met somebody that's very intellectual, very, very smart, speaks well, speaks in a high degree of language? And they'll speak down on people most of the time, and they'll use their speech and their intellect to actually take control of your mind. This is a form of witchcraft. A common form of witchcraft is found in causing others to feel guilty about something, to be ashamed of something, which had no grounds to carry shame or guilt. Witchcraft is everywhere. It is used every day by demonic suggestion to tempt us into acting after feelings and emotions that are not pure. They're not the pure feelings and emotions that come only from the Most High, the godly feelings and emotions. Witchcraft shows its hand when you deal with people, and one day they're kind, they're entreating, they're friendly with you one day, and the next day they're harsh, abusive, and abrasive. This is a sort of mind control. This is, what is the name of that movie? The Manchurian Candidate type of stuff. You know, one day, just to use an analogy, it's like you having a pet dog, right? I mean, one day you can be petting it and the dog will feel affectionate and feels like you can trust you as its master. And the next day, for whatever reason, you know, you can start grabbing it by the choker, yanking it down, give it a swift kick, holler at it, that type of thing. That's manipulative behavior. And it happens to human beings all the time. Again, these people that are operating in manipulation, again, with the goal to control you. These people leave you feeling vulnerable and at their mercy. This is not the love of the Ruach. Witchcraft is also found through the use of words, the use of positional authority, the use of weaknesses and innocence. Again, talking about parents and their children and wives and, you know, that sort of thing we covered a little earlier. Both, you know, it goes across the whole spectrum, men as well. Men, they will, you know, often seek control of other men through insults, belittlement, intimidation, browbeating, threats, persuasive speech, forceful suggestion by the way of knowledge and experience through misuse of their authority, fears such as fronting them out of others through subversion, trickery, and deceit, accusations, fear, rebuke, all these things will play into the hand of witchcraft, and some people may actually be influenced by witchcraft using that same tactics to bring you in a place of control. This is not of their Yah. This is of the devil. Satan fully understands the power of this wickedness. How is it that we believe he was able to convince? I mean, how did he actually perform being able to convince a third of the host of heaven to rebel against Yahweh and to follow him? I mean, what did he have to do? Because you're talking celestial beings, divine beings, right? Well, ultimately, right from the very beginning, he used manipulation, intimidation, because he took his positional authority as the anointed cherub, the one that was said that in Ezekiel, he has the sum of all wisdom, and all this to achieve complete domination and causing the third of the host of heaven to actually rebel. And he is seeking to do that with all mankind, especially those who were called, the chosen, the elect, and the remnant. And quickly, I'm going to cover one aspect of divination just real quick because I think it's very important. I'm going to probably cover it a little bit more in the future, but the one thing about divination is it has its presence in two different environments. It has the physical presence, like when you consider Balaam, you know, he did things. He spoke false prophecies and predictions and that things like that. but he was rewarded for it. In fact, if you read, I'm not going to cover it today, I think numbers 21 or 22, where it talks about when Moab went to entice Balaam, they brought him the rewards of iniquity, or rewards of divination, excuse me. And that's translated a few different ways. Rewards, and a lot of people consider it, is not necessarily gold and silver or something that, you know, appeal for gain and for wealth. It was actually the tools that people use sometimes in the actual performing a ceremony or rite or whatever to get fed by the spirit world to, you know, download them to whatever they need to speak. So it has different aspects. Divination is the one aspect that is used and practiced unknowingly by so many people. We have no farther than to look at YouTube to validate this fact. You see it all the time. And I'm going to tell you why. Divination is such a presence on a platform like YouTube. Divination is the ability to foretell future events and foretell outcomes. Divination is akin to prognostication, which is to forecast or predict. Remember, this is to forecast or predict something in the future from present indications or signs. Basically guessing, but you're predicting. These are all roots that have to do with divination. Again, synonyms, project, foresee, foretell, to be a sign or an indicator of a coming event. Whoever repents for prognostication, I mean, whoever thinks to, from false predictions that fail to come to pass, who would think to repent? I mean, obviously, all they're doing is taking a calculated guess, and if it fails, but it's actually a prediction, and it can be definitely rooted in the practice of divination. We commonly disguise it as guessing, and when our prognostications, our predictions, fail us, we simply excuse it away. If future events or happenings are truly from Yahweh, they will not fail, and those things will come to pass, but where things originate from procrastinations, they may or may not fail, but this may be witchcraft in a hidden form, and those who allow themselves to engage in such things may be, in fact, practicing witchcraft. And if you look at YouTube, you see it's all over the place. I mean, you have so many people out there making these predictions and making these forecasts and making their version of their calculated guesses by weighing the signs of the times and whatever else they see. And when these things fail, they never think to repent about it if they have the knowledge of what repentance is. Some do, some don't. But they just poo-poo it off, and the whole time they may have been working in witchcraft. And they just explain it off as something else. See, that's how cunning and how deceptive witchcraft actually is. And a prediction, I'm going to break it down. A prediction is what someone thinks will happen. A prediction is a forecast, but not only about weather, of course. Pre, in the word prediction, means before, and diction has to do with talking. So a prediction is a statement about the future. It's a guess, sometimes based on apparent facts or evidence, but not always. Okay, so we're going to head off into manipulation. It's you know, a rather lengthy study. I tried to keep it short, and we're already 20-plus minutes into the blog talk, so it's definitely going to go close to an hour and a half, so I'm going to appreciate your patience tonight, and I'm going to try to take it slow. Like I say, there's so many dynamics behind even the aspect of manipulation. It's found everywhere. You can see it written everywhere. You can see how it was used by people in so many different. You can see how many so many different figures in the Bible actually received the unctions, the persuasiveness of manipulative practices. Okay, so here's the definition of manipulation. Manipulation is controlling someone or something to your own advantage, often unfairly or dishonestly, to control or influence a person, situation, or circumstance cleverly, unfairly, or unscrupulously. Manipulation is often an attempt to gain control over another individual or situation by inciting an emotional reaction. Its primary objective is to play on others' feelings and emotions in order to elicit change. And that's where the domination comes from. As soon as they get you over the barrel with they're influenced by the hand of witchcraft, then they have that aspect of control over your life. Manipulation is control that is used to make others to do what you desire of them, even though you don't necessarily agree with it. That's a crazy thought, but it's a fact. Manipulators often portray themselves as the victim in order to win others over to, quote, feel sorry for them. It's all about me. Look at what they said about me. Look how I was done wrong. Look how others portray me. You understand what I'm saying? Playing the victim mentality. So people will listen to them and their feelings and emotions will go out for them. Manipulation will often incorporate intimidation as a tool to bring others under its control. Manipulation often comes by the hand of those whom we trust the most, those that we believe would never take advantage of us for their own purposes. Manipulation often uses accusations in order to challenge the credibility and standing of others and bring others into the same agreement. Thereby, they also find themselves as having been manipulated. Isn't that crazy how that works? Manipulation also employs lying. I'm going to give you a list here, and the list, I could have got 3 pages. Manipulation also employs lying, persuasion, weakness, false humility, false witness, fear or threats, quote, intimidation, victimization, guilt and condemnation, shame. Open rebuke is sometimes disguised as public shaming. Embarrassment, defamation, and defamation is the act of damaging the good reputation of someone, slander or libel, whispering, speaking unfavorably to others about someone else, flattery, gaslighting, blame shifting, persistence in eliciting a change, idolatry, meaning me, myself, and I. You know, because it's all about me. Everything's about me, myself, and I. The whole world revolves around me. Subliminal messages through picture or speech. Indirect speech, meaning target a certain person or persons. This is a form of witchcraft. Or action meant to reach the subconscious and elicit change. Hints, coercion, confusion, bewilderment, not being able to think clearly or quickly, feeling disorientated, struggling to pay attention, make decisions or remember things, murmuring and complaining, so many other things. That was the short list. And I could have added just about everything that's negative and wrong in the world of righteousness is working with witchcraft. That's how prominent this situation, that's how prominent witchcraft is. In not only in the world, but also in the assembly, because Satan, you have to understand, Satan is targeting Yah's people more than he is the world, because the world is already given over to him. So he's going to employ whatever tactics he knows is successful to get people away from the Most High, to act, cause them to go back, to jump carnal in the flesh. And ultimately, what he's doing more than anything is he's using these, employing these tactics through men to gain, for ultimately for him to gain control, meaning Satan. And then once he gets the door open and gets control, then you got a whole other ball game to deal with. All right, quickly, again, this was a three-part thing, manipulation, intimidation, domination. So I'm going to basically give you the... we're not going to talk about intimidation or domination tonight, but just the... basically what it means, okay? Intimidation is the act of inducing fear or awe, act of frightening or threatening somebody so they will do what you want. It's browbeating, which is to intimidate by overbearing looks or words, to bully, to try to force someone to do something by threatening them or persuading them forcefully and unfairly, to intimidate or disconcert by a stern manner or arrogant speech. And then domination is supremacy or preeminence over others, the state of having control over people or a situation, the exercise of control or influence over someone or something, or the state of being so-called. So that is the definition of intimidation and domination, which we will cover at a later time. Okay, so let's get started. Let's get in the book. and break down some of these instances where we actually see these practices employed, manipulation being used on others, others using manipulation towards other people to gain a foothold, gain control, and through all different type of tactics. And we briefly covered a list of what some of these tactics are. But again, the Word of Yah is just ripe with examples of so many figures in the Word that have fallen prey to this. So many of our stories that we have in there, the record of events, when you start actually understanding the deeper levels of witchcraft and manipulation, intimidation, you can actually see within the context of the wording and the story that these things were employed as part of the tactic to get that part of that aspect of control. All right, we're going to start in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38. Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 40. I'm going to try to take this slow and easy. I know I have a lot here, and I usually like to keep it within an hour, but we got up to such a weird start today, so it's going to, extend beyond that. Okay, this is Messiah. We're going to be dealing with the situation between Martha and the Messiah, and between Martha and Jesus. Okay, so now when it come to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, meaning she received the Messiah, she received Yeshua into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. We all know the story, but I want you to pay close attention to Martha's words. But Martha was cumbered, which means she was distracted, she was overoccupied, she was driven about mentally, she was driven, right? She had something driving her, she had a component in her mind driving her, not even understanding what that was. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, so she was driven to serve, that's where her focus was. And because of this, this is what happens, this is what transpires. And came to him, meaning Messiah, and said, Master, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Do you see what Martha just did here to Jesus? Jesus knowing full well what was in front of him. It was an attack by a manipulating spirit of witchcraft. We're going to break this down. Martha's own selfish needs and beliefs caused her to present questions framed in an attempt to... All right, can you all give me a check? Can you all hear me? Sound check, please. Sound check. Sound check, please. Okay, it's back up. I don't know how long this is going to go. We're having problems with the electrical service here. Yeah, it's not a good situation. I don't know if you can still hear me. My phone, I can't get no service on it. But I don't know if I want to continue on with this. What I probably will do is just because it's been doing this crazy stuff all day, we're thinking that one of our old electric panels, one of the originals from way back at the beginning of the community, the main breaker coming into the box is starting to get bad, and it's not conducting one side of the leg. This power comes in on two legs, and one side of the legs is not conducting power, or might be a neutral problem for those that know. But it's a pretty big deal, and oh boy. Yeah, I think what we're going to do, I think that's the best thing to do. I would love to continue, but we'll just reschedule this for the week after Pentecost and just go from there, because I'm pretty convinced that In fact, the internet has been up and down 3 times before I even got the show started, you know, because when the power flickers, then it has to reset the internet. It gets goofy, and then you have to power it off and count to 10 or whatever and power back on. So it's just been a war in here. And now the internet is working again. Isn't that crazy? The Wi-Fi is working. But we're going to go ahead and pull the plug on the show tonight. We're going to start fresh the next time around. I know you got an introduction to this, and I really was hoping that, you know, that I would be able to get some time in on this. But, hey, that's, you know, on the way over. So, Father, be your will. It'll be happen tonight. If not, then, you know, we'll make it another night. So I think that's what we're going to do. I appreciate y'all just hanging around this much. And we are going to attempt to do this in 2 weeks when hopefully the technological side is operating, you know, where we can depend on it. And we're going to be working on the power here tomorrow to make sure we can get it a new panel, a new box put in before Pentecost so we don't have these problems. But anyway, I appreciate it. Hey, y'all have a blessed week. Look forward to seeing all you that will be here for the Feast of Pentecost. And y'all have safe travels. Make sure you stay prayed up, you know, and keep a watchful eye. And we'll hit this subject here in a couple weeks. All right, bless y'all. Oh, geez, the internet went down too.